Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your Yarning Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dindji Country, BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across this beautiful country of ours. Welcome Black, National Talk Black, Yarn Up Strong, New Mob. All right, to Delhi, Natabari, Ejawa are saltwater people and sea country is an essential part of their spiritual and physical connection. Devastating coral bleaching on Kimberley Coast dismays Indigenous rangers. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Daniel Odes, Kimberley Land Council, KLC, and that's the Land and Sea Unit Manager, and Bari Mann. I've got the brother on the line. You there, Daniel? Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, g'day. Trevor, is it?
Yeah, Trevor, brother. How you going?
Yeah, good, bro.
Yeah, good, good. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob were you from, Daniel?
Daniel Odes, Bari Gowie from the Dampier Peninsula in the West Kimberley, north of Broome.
Beautiful. And big shout out to your mob, Deadly Footprint. Thank you very much, my brother. So you're the Land Council Unit Manager, Kimberley Land Council, KLC, and Sea Unit Manager. We're talking about coral bleaching on Kimberley Coast, dismays, devastating. So we got a lot of work to do, brother.
Yeah. Well, it's luckily we've been having the rangers. We set up a partnership with the Australian Institute of Marine Science a number of years ago, and the rangers got capacity to be out there on country,
sure,
and seeing these things. So yeah, we're lucky. We got some crew that are always out, you know, hunting.
Exactly,
and
looking after country. Exactly. Yep.
Country too. Yeah.
And keeping an eye and working on country, working on land and sea country, and they're observing what's going on. Now communication, working close with the Australian Human Rights Commission. It is a team effort in that regard, and we are living in the 21st century, and global climate is real, is it not, Daniel?
It's getting pretty hot out there, and obviously the stats that we're getting in from Ames is, some of the record hotter sea temperatures as well. And for long periods of time, you know.
Yes.
And that sea country is struggling, as well.
Exactly. And the ranger group, what are they called, brother?
Yeah, we got Bari Gowie, Bari Gowie Rangers.
Okay, lovely.
The men and the women rangers there.
Men and women, beautiful. Yeah.
Yep. They've been going well. We've been established since about 2006, so long time.
Cool.
For a ranger group in the Kimberley.
Yes.
On country capacity, sea country capacity, boats, etc. Strong sea country team to their works program.
And we look at rangers across this beautiful big island of ours. First Nation people should be front and centre when we're talking about looking after country. In 60,000 years, we are professors in this field, are we not, brother?
Oh, I think the value is coming to the fore more and more now.
Yes.
And the recognition from all the agencies on the role that, mob play in these roles. And obviously, people want to, what better role for countrymen is to be, on their country, looking after country and spotting these sort of things and being the first eyes and ears,
Exactly.
For, all the agencies.
So, brother, you're a Land and Sea Unit Manager. How long have you been in that role, Daniel?
Coming up to my fourth year now.
Good.
Going from a local Healthy Country or IPA role to a regional role across the Kimberley. So, we've got Desert Mob, North Kimberley Mob, River Country Mob, we look after as well, and carbon and fire projects, certain species,
Beautiful.
Wide-ranging role.
Wide-ranging role, yeah. And the communication is good with the other tribal mob in the area, neighbouring tribes?
Yeah, well, we got at the Land Council, we've got a responsibility, you know, as a native title rep body anyway.
Yes.
But Kimberley-wide, so we bring all the rangers together, you know, for forums as end-of-year debriefs. So, yeah, we've got about 22 ranger groups in the Kimberley now, which we bring together and, you know, network with, and it's really good for some of those new groups and smaller groups that don't get to see other countrymen's very often, you know, in their line of work to get together and talk about, share things. You know?
And you might have a yarning circle, like an annual event where you all get together?
Yeah, so we had a ranger forum last year, about 130 rangers, and then this year we had about 150, 20 groups come together for 2 days, you know.
That's powerful.
So,
yeah, that's powerful. That in itself is a yarning circle, isn't it, brother?
yeah. Well, it is a big yarning circle. Everybody want to tell their story about their highlights for the year.
Good, fantastic. Well, love the work that you're doing, brother. Look after country. Keep doing what you're doing. Big shout-out to your mob and big shout-out to the whole of the Kimberley Land Council mob. Keep doing it, brother. And we'll talk soon, Cuss.
All right. Thank you for your time. Cheers.
Take care, bro. Bye-bye. Diddly yarn there. Daniel Odes, his name is. Kimberley Land Council from KLC and Land and Sea Unit Manager. And he's a Bardi man. So, look, beautiful yarn there with the mob there. But devastating coral bleaching on Kimberley Coast dismays Indigenous rangers. So they're doing a lot of work since last winter. A marine heat wave has been devastating reefs across the state. And deep corals of the World Heritage listed Ningaloo Reef have bleached for the first time on record. So they need to work closely with that. And then the government needs to take on board the input from the Indigenous rangers, of course, working on country. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Add to the conversation here, 1-800-422-416. The number you need to call. Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, 1 hour program, live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji country. That's BBM, Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation, thanks to NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service. Big shout-out to the NERS team, House Standard, BEMA, Brisbane Indigenous Media Association. Big shout-out to them, Mob, as well, and all First Nation radio stations across this beautiful country of ours. Daily Mob, thank you very much. Driving vehicles and the airway vehicles is what I'm talking about. Platform for our mob to have our say, play our music, have our yarns, tell our stories. And for this program, National Talk Black, you can text me as well, 045714-0550, and our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Yarn Up Strong here on National Talk Black.
From Yarrabah, where my people land belonged to a Sabo. And I've said all over and over and over again, and I say, hey, hey, where you from, my brother? I come from there, I'm not a Sayai.
So I can make it on my own. I came down to the city, far away from home. Didn't know what to expect. So far away, but memories take me back to my island home. This the place I am from, and I call my home.
Call my home.
Side by my island home.
Side by island.
Side by what, America?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Side by island.
Side by my island home.
Side by my island home. Side by island.
Side by my island home.
Been down in the city for some time, don't know when I'll get back home. City life, neon lights,
they shine so bright,
guitar skanking to the beat. So far away, but memories take me back to my island home. This the place I am from, and I call my home.
Call my home.
Side by island.
Side by my island home.
Side by island.
Side by what, America?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Side by island.
bye-bye, my island home.
Yes, a very good morning, New Delhi mob. Welcome back to your Yarn in Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM, Bumber Bit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. You can have your say by calling us on that Delhi number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across this beautiful country of ours. Welcome back to National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong, you mob. All right, Books, Scats and Bura, that's EEL. Andy Griffith kicks off ILF, that's the Indigenous Literacy Foundation. Great book swap with First Nation kids at the museum, Australian Museum. And that happened on Tuesday. Indigenous Literacy Foundation Ambassador Andy Griffiths launched the 2025 Great Book Swap at the Australian Museum in Sydney. We're going to catch up a yarn with Zoe Chasm, ILF Head of Programs, and talk about this fantastic opportunity. Zoe, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Were you based in Sydney, aren't you?
Yeah. I'm on Darug country today.
Beautiful. Thank you very much. Look, we're talking about the Australian children's author, Andy Griffiths. Great to have him on board as a ambassador, lifetime ambassador, and talking about the great swap, the great book swap. So tell us about the launch there, please.
Yeah, of course. So we actually had the Great Book Swap launch at the Australian Museum on Gadigal Country in Sydney on Tuesday this week.
Yes.
It's a great little fundraiser for the ILF for us to be able to, I guess, have all different people from young ones to educators and elders and just swapping books and yarning about the connection that you can have with stories and raising money for our foundation to be able to continue to run our programs in remote communities around Australia.
Well, when you look at it, sister, we are storytellers, you know, and then we're talking about book, which is the vehicles as such, you know. But it's good networking, good stories, and look, a platform for inspiration for our young ones and for their vision for the future, yes?
Absolutely. And I mean, for ILF, that's exactly why we exist is the books that we publish and that we share both across Australia and internationally is those stories that our communities want to write. And we've got some new books that are written by the young ones and drawn by the young ones and elders and in language. And I think as our tradition is storytelling, or one of our traditions is storytelling, it's a really powerful vehicle for connecting and seeing each other through our storylines and through our interests. And it's pretty damn special in bringing different ages together and different families and peoples together too.
And talking about the Australian children's author, Andy Griffith, having him on board as an ambassador. Look, that's a fantastic achievement in itself, and having some of that calibre at the table. Lifetime ambassador.
He's a legend, and he's hilarious, and the kids love him. he's an absolute crack up, and he's so passionate about that kind of joy of creativity, not just storytelling. But at the launch, he brought a doll and a dinosaur, and he got these kids who had never met him in person before to basically come up with a story. And I'm telling you, like, Godzilla ate the baby ate Godzilla. Like, it was all over the place. It was fantastic to have that on the day as well.
And there's their thought process and their vision coming to life, so to speak, you know, and adding to the storytellers, aren't they, you know, in more ways than one. And look,
absolutely,
it is fantastic. It is great to see. And talk about raising funds. Do we have any dollars that were raised? And how can people donate if that's the case?
We are looking to raise $300,000 in this year's Great Book Swap. Okay. So that's the equivalent of 30,000 books in the hands of our young ones in remote communities. ILF, we are completely not-for-profit. So we are solely dependent on people's generosity in order to be able to continue to run. And that's not just delivering books into communities. It's running our book workshops. It's publishing our books on behalf of our communities where the communities don't have to pay a cent.
Sure.
And that is so that we can make that equity of access for our resources. So raising $300,000, it may seem big, but I think the ripple effect of having those books, the culturally safe and relevant books in the hands of our people, is so much more important. And anyone can sign up. You go to ILF.org.au.
Mm-hmm.
You look for the Great Book Swap. You can sign up. You can raise money. You can donate directly to ILF so you don't have to bring in books and things. Sharing the work that we do. When you can't donate money, because we know cost of living is expensive,
yes,
but sharing the work that we do through our socials and all that kind of stuff
fantastic.
Helps other people see us.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah, just getting the word out. That's another opportunity, you know. And if you can donate some coin, fantastic. And it's all a team effort, but it is an investment, you would think, and support
absolutely.
Our kids, our young ones, in regard. It takes a village to raise a child. Here we are. Let's get it together, people. You know.
Yeah. Well, we're in 495 remote Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities, but we know there are so many more communities that we can reach and so many families and homes that we can work with. We just need the ability to do so. So sharing the word, raising money for us, all of that helps.
All that helps. Zoe, great talking with you. Thank you so very much. Big shout out to your team. Keep doing what you're doing, educating our young ones. It's a good yarn. Great to have the Australian children's author on board as well, Andy Griffiths. Nice yarn with you. You take care, sis, and we'll yarn soon.
Yeah, absolutely. Take care, Trevor.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Deadly yarn. Beautiful yarn. That's Zoe Chasm, and I'm ILF, that's the Indigenous Literacy Foundation, head of programs, and talking about the Great Book Swap. So there it is, an Australian children's author, Andy Griffiths, at the table as a lifetime ambassador, and they're looking at raising $300,000 to give 30,000 culturally relevant books to remote First Nations communities across Australia. So if you go to the ILF webpage, ILF, Indigenous Literacy Foundation, Google it, talk to Auntie Google, and see what you can do. Donate, dollar coin, what have you. Every cent helps. So thank you so very much. This is your daily program, National Talk Black.
Ngon tin da chupun kano. Yenda Banapi Bamanda, Yenda Bakatanda Bamanda. We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.
Ooh. Ooh. Make la matter work. The making tracks in the dirt. Diving for pearls while we does it by them in the surface of it work. We're the making holes in the earth to track in the hurt. For what you thought we could be worth, we saw it work. We're the making tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls. While we does it by them in the surface of it work. We're the making holes in the earth to track in the hurt. For what you thought we could be worth, we saw it. You must have been me, San Balarayan. At the car rim, Akamasi Island. Born and bred where Kyoto Island. Busy not to fly, must fly go by again. Now the utter and be full blood, new in mind. Now the Arte and Bissell come from Jamaica. With the coming of the light, now July 1 sends a light blown Torres Strait Island. How much the young you bad when Arte become Arte Mata make it dance, Arte make it the marker. And man no understand when we shake a hand, me plan make it one plan. We not playing for fun, fun. Them come once it's time, we snag a band. Woman nag a man, bullet no gun, no gun. I mean no gun, hand to command man. From make it wrong decision, them can. But we no sabe si that matter work. With the make it tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls. While we does it by them in the surface of it work. With the make it holes in the earth, to track in the hurt. For what you thought, we could be worth, we sabe work. With the make it tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls. While we does it by them in the surface of it work. With the make it holes in the earth, to track in the hurt. For what you thought, we could be worth, we sabe. Bye bye, you go walk, but not sabe where you from. Mata love and pay respects to those before us. Pass them go from diver to a dove now. Look above, sign up the gaba gov. Mata listen club, them kind was a mara. Bala make it damn kind, you go mata stop. Bombay then kind was a kuyo password wap now. Then kind was a spia password wumara. How mata ya new bad when ate become ate mata make it work, make him sign up to sundown. Make it plenty pound, dive a mata down. When he selling them, but keep it the millions, hundreds and thousands. Them kind was a waiting naga vow. Watching naga bow, farmer naga no cow. Lawyer speaking aloud, Bogani go pop. From sissy broke up from inside south. Then now, but we no sabe si da mata work. With the make it tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls. While we does it by them in the surface of it work. With the make it holes in the earth to track in the hurt. But what you thought we could be worth, we sabe work. With the make it tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls. While we does it by them in the surface of it work. With the make it holes in the earth to track in the hurt. But what you thought we could be worth, we sabe work. No matter work. Work. We'll make it tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls. While we does it by them in the surface of it work. We'll make it holes in the earth to track in the hurt. For what you thought we could be worth, we saw it work. We'll make it tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls. While we does it by them in the surface of it work. We'll make it holes in the earth to track in the hurt. For what you thought we could be worth, we saw it work.
Yeah, that's Mata Bird there, Savage Soldier, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, yarn up strong, deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text your brother 0457140550. Facebook page as well, BBM987FM, National Talk Black. Your host, Trevor Tim, 20, Trevor Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on New Dingee Country. BBM Bummer Brent Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your say, yarn up strong, you mob. Looking at headlines, news, a police officer who fatally shot an Indigenous woman in WA's Midwest back in 2019 has resigned from the force. Warning Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander readers and listeners advise this article contains the name and image of a person who has died. Brent Windham was a constable when he shot and killed a 29-year-old known as JC for cultural reasons in Geraldine in September 2019. The Yamaji woman was armed with a knife in public at the time. Mr. Windham was eventually charged with murder over the death, but was acquitted after the Supreme Court trial in 2021 on the grounds of self-defence. A two-week coronial inquest last examined the actions of the eight officers at the scene of the shooting. It was explored the findings of the internal police investigation of the incident. The findings of the inquest are yet to be delivered. In a statement to the ABC, police spokesperson said Mr. Windham left the force late last year. The officer is no longer a member of the WAPF. He tendered his resignation effective December 2024. WAPF have no further comments to make in respect to this matter. The WA Police Unit declined to comment. Families welcomes new JC's mother, Anne Jones, said she had not been made aware of Mr. Windham's departure from WA Police. At the end of the day, he should have never gone back to the police force after shooting her, Ms. Jones said. She said the impact of JC's death was felt deeply in the local Indigenous community. Also affected me and everyone, my family members and friends that knew her. It affected us, the whole a lot of us. During the first week of last year's inquest, about 100 people attended a rally in the streets of Geraldine calling for justice for JC. A week later, WA Indigenous leaders met with Geraldine Police to discuss solutions to better police the region, with calls for more community communication between the First Nation community and the police. JC's sister, Bernadette Clark, said knowing Mr. Windham was no longer in a position of power in Geraldine community brought her peace. That's why I stayed away from Geraldine all these years, because of the fact that I knew he was still in the actual station as a police officer, she said. So there's the news there, and the condolences going out to the family and friends members. And that's news there from ABC. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. If you want to add to the conversation, maybe that conversation, or talk about what's happening in your community, your organisation, family mob, all ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black. And the daily number again is 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black. Daily track there, Caught on Your Lips, Dwayne Eversmith here. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. We've got Tony Gibbs on the line. Tony, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. I'm trying to reconnect. My health has improved since my last call about 5 weeks ago.
Yeah, how are you travelling, mate? All right?
Yeah, good, mate. I've been to the doctors and got some help and stopped smoking after 60 years.
Oh, good. Well, that's an achievement in itself, my friend. That'll help in the health department, yes?
Yeah, I sort of had to hibernate and do a lot of sleeping and just go really cold turkey. I've never tried to stop smoking before, but my health got really bad, all the stress I've been under, you know?
Mm.
It sort of, you asked me before about all the writing I was doing. I did so much, mate, and it was writing and getting blocked and having a cigarette and smoking and cheap chop, and people want to be very careful what they're smoking, but I'm not lecturing anybody.
No, sure. You're running your own ship, my friend.
Yeah, I'm afloat, mate. But before, last time I come on here, I was really sinking badly, and yeah, I bought a lawnmower and I'm getting exercise and I'm managing to do my lawns. I couldn't do it before. And I'm still stuck with the same problems with the cemetery. It was like a war zone.
So the fact, just going back to their cemetery, they've returned the crosses to you, haven't they?
I've got them back at home. They're sitting by my driveway in front of the house. And
so yeah, what's the process? Do you have to go through the council to get them back in there? What's the process?
Well, I've just had a complete rest, mate.
Okay, it's like PTSD,
but it's not post-traumatic. It's stress now every day, you know. It doesn't go away.
Yeah,
I've got three crosses here, and they're facing the street, and they should be in the cemetery.
Yes.
That's the point.
Well, you on your health first, but go back to the drawing board when you're good and ready, when you've got a bit of strength about you.
Yeah, well, you know, like, might be taking me to about Easter time and try and get things together. What was I going to say? Mate, my health is on the mend. I was really, really going downhill before, and I've been had 25 year association with the show, so I just didn't want to alarm people. But I really thought I had emphysema before, mate. I was really crook, and I've been to a doctor. And because of the reporting I did, my hospital and staying were there when my missus was going down, and what I witnessed and some of the skirmishes in the hospital, I never want to go to that hospital.
Sure.
Which is more stress for me too, you know?
Exactly.
So it's all stress. There's a lot of things I want to say, but I just wanted to reconnect because I've been shy to come back on, you know, because...
Took your call. All good, my friend. And, you always use this vehicle, and it's a good way of getting things off your chest, but communicating with the people out there.
We've still got, like, at the moment, the green patch, the same old problems out here, mate. It's lies after lies. The thing should be open for us now with weather, and especially Easter coming up. The council could do us a favour and open the green patch for Easter.
Yep.
Especially all the motorists on the road. It's terribly mean.
Yes.
But anyway, the show goes on, mate.
The show goes on, brother, yes. Thank you for your call, Tony, and you take care and stay safe, mate.
Thanks for taking the call, Trev.
Thanks, brother. Bye-bye. There it is, Tony Gibbs, a regular caller there, living down there at Gordonvale. Beautiful town. Yeah, thank you. Beautiful township down there, 20 minutes south of Cairns. Big shout to all your mob down there at Gordonvale. And like I said, Tony Gibbs uses this vehicle, National Talk Black, to get things off his chest and have his say and yarn up strong. Big shout out, Maddie. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416.
First Nations Connect is Telstra's phone line and service centre for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander customers. You can call our friendly team on 1800 444 403 if you have any questions about your Telstra phone or internet plan, or visit telstra.com and search First Nations Connect. That's 1800 444 403 and telstra.com. Search First Nations Connect.
Station sponsor.
Thinking about uni or TAFE, but unsure what study will be like? You're not alone. Plenty of our mob found the course they want and the support they were looking for at CQ University. Thanks to campus locations across the country, as well as dedicated Indigenous support staff who are there to welcome, guide, and listen. See it. Be it. We know you can. Start your journey at CQ Uni today.
Station sponsor.
Hey, Mob, it's Jessica Malboy, and you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turb, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
Bye.
Levitate, it's like I'm in a skyscraper. We say we too high, but have faith. And baby, I know that you are the one. A feeling like me plus you is a sum. And I don't even know what I'm saying right now. And we can figure this out.
Cause I can be the one. Let me take a dip in your waters. Backstroke your love until the morning. Cause I've been here before. I don't wanna be too cautious, 'cause all I'm thinking, baby, is what if we fall? In love, the way you talk to me now, baby, what if we fall?
one another. And baby girl, you know you wanna be my wife. Oh, oh, oh yeah. Be my wife and be my life.
Murray, well, yeah, that's AED, and this is your daily program, National Talk Back 2012 here. Murray from the Curry, about to sign off you, Mob. Thank you for your company. Back in the hot seat again on Monday. And so take care of yourself, look after yourself, have a great weekend, stay safe, and good yarning with you, Mob. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. Got the news coming up via NERS, National Radio Service. Stay tuned for that. Otherwise, keep smiling, Mob. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. Wow.